have many fantastical things. It's not my fault you are only interested in the mundane.
The mundane gets me is a fantastical
thing.
What
is the most fantastical thing you have?
Oh, I'm sure nothing you can afford.
I pull out a very heavy bag.
Full of copper.
Full of copper. But he don't know that.
Yeah.
Roll.
I kind of
deception check with advantage. I guess
I will stick my hand into my armor and I will like jiggle my dummy purse as well. I'll give you an aid. So I'm like
many coppers.
Remember that time I rolled a fucking 19?
Yeah,
21.
That's what I'm talking about.
Jingle jangle.
Boom. Forgive me, my lord. I may have misjudged you.
I find it is best to dress simply so as to fool the unwary eye.
You understand, I come into many unsavory characters.
Oh, sure, and you are in a foreign land, as am I. I understand.
Please tell me you are not accusing Master of Seam of being unsavory. I'm sorry, Master of Seam, I'm sure he did not mean any offense by it.
He is foreign here. I am willing to forego it, assuming his wares are worthwhile.
I hope we get this.
Roll a deception check.
can he get advantage? Because I'm helping him with the con,
I'm just
too.
Going with it.
Nah, because...
No, I'm dressed in, like, simple shit. Like,
no, you're dressed in simple shit. That would put...
Oh, shit!
What'd you get?
A one.
Oh!
Which is a three.
Oh, no!
We oversold it.
You did. You oversold it. Okay.
It's worth a shot.
Maybe. Yes. Master Rasim, I apologize, my lord.
Schmuck.
Tell me, which of the Pekesian noble families do you hail from?
Ah, about that. You see...
Yes, about that.
Actually, would I know, being of actual noble birth from there, would I know some of the families and be able to suggest one to him?
I probably know some of them, too,
check.
But...
You were raised in a hole. You don't.
That's
know
a hell
shit.
Of a claim.
16.
Oh shit. Master Asim does not deign to speak to
actually,
you fucker.
Yeah.
Have
no
for me.
One.
Wait, I'm
one.
Sorry. Was that a history check?
And just straight intelligence.
Oh, okay. Straight intelligence. It would be a 16. If history were involved, well, it would be an 18.
Why are you proficient in history checks?
Right.
I'm a noble.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm history. Mm-hmm. I'm an intelligent noble.
Right. You were taught. Properly and
you know two. And that's it. There are two of the major ones. Whose names I haven't come up with yet, so you know two. Feel free to make up a name that I will later incorporate.
Or throw away.
Or I could secretly be a noble and not know it. I do have a last name.
Are you not familiar with the Zaladazin family?
Of course I'm familiar with the Zaladazin family. I'm from the key.
And I just look at him like,
that is interesting. You are from the Zaladazin family.
I do not actually state that he's a member of it. I just ask him if he's heard of it.
Of course I have heard from the Zaladazin family. A very prominent noble family from the key. Are you a servant of the all-human family of Zaladazins?
Of course. I'm here on behalf of my master.
Of course. A master here on behalf of his master. Listen, do you want to see my ship or not?
I keep hoping you'll pull out something of interest besides this paperweight.
Oh, I have many things of interest, my friend. And since you do appear to have gold, let us put our deceptions away for a moment.
Very well. What you got?
That is like asking the ocean what kind of depths it possesses.
I've asked the ocean what its most fascinating depth possesses, and you seem to have
that's
something
like
in mind.
Comparing apples to oranges, my friend.
Bring me your apples.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Which of them I like.
Beholder? Where?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
I quickly disrobe my robe of eyes because this is going to go poorly. He's going to think I'm some kind of like racial mockery person and it's going to be bad.
Okay, here we go.
Oh shit, what's the most interesting thing in his cart?
Or the most interesting thing he's going to show you.
Right. He said we were putting deceptions away. I have nothing but blind faith in him now. We're being honest, right? That's what he said.
I've just been over here looking intimidating.
So far, so good.
Mm-hmm. If you hadn't rolled a one.
A giant lizard man wearing plate armor that breathes lightning. Yeah, yeah. You're not intimidating at all.
I rolled 19 on the intimidation check.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, hey, that's my bourbon sound.
Oh, this is going to be funny. Oh, this is great.
Oh, this is great.
That's an horse crying. What are the odds?
You son of a bitch.
Damn it. Table flip.
I'll flip his whole fucking cart.
It's like, wait a minute. I put my initial on this.
Thief. Receiver of stolen goods.
Possession is exempt from the law.
Jip-jip. Approves of this law.
All right. He pulls out. For you, my friend, I make you a special offer. He reaches into his own pocket.
Oh, my.
And pulls out a small bet.
Shh.
Be very careful with these, my friend. They are very mysterious.
And hands them to you.
Ah! You may look, but do not dare. I have seen your face, and I know the town girl.
I peek in as well.
Yeah, I just open the bag and look at it. I'm not trying to run off.
There's beans inside.
Oh, shit.
How many beans?
Oh, God.
I am a little bit more hungry than just
really? Max level beans.
Wow. Min level beans.
Oh, really?
Of course he's going to rip me off with his shitty beans.
Nah, let's roll that again. I'm not giving you min level beans. Roll them all at the same time. Oh, that's much better. There are 8.
These are beans.
Yes. I understand. Very mysterious being.
The mysterious musical fruit.
What is about them that is mysterious?
Oh, be careful how you handle those, my friend. You know not with what you trifle.
Can I roll bullshit?
I'm hoping you will tell me with what I trifle.
What is person?
They are rumor. If you plant them.
Insight.
With you.
Is it insight or perception?
They
insight.
Will produce.
Perception is physical.
A very chaotic thing. If you can never tell. They are rumored to create such things as a mystical blue burning campfire. Or a sentient tree that gets up and walks.
Yeah, I roll insight too.
I roll 19 insight.
Not bad, not bad.
Or a tree that whose fruit possesses the same magical properties as many potions that I sell.
Okay.
You never know.
Rather than the insight check, given that this was, he's claiming this to be a magical.
19. 17. 17. 16. Okay. He's hard to read. He's hard to read, but he doesn't appear to be lying.
18 arcana check to see if I've heard of an artifact like this.
Arcana would be. It is possible to imbue beings like this. It'd probably be more druidic magics to do it. Make a history check.
Hold up. Okay. You say druidic?
Oh, shit.
10.
I feel like I get
sorry,
advantage.
Got, roll knowledge religion, I guess.
Knowledge
or knowledge nature.
Surprisingly, nature. I don't have knowledge nature.
You can roll with what?
12 history.
History. Never heard of anything like this.
Roll with advantage, did you say? Is that what I heard you say?
No.
I try again.
Wishful here.
Metagaming, I have definitely heard of something like this.
20. I rolled a 20 knowledge nature.
You've heard of seeds, magical seeds being planted to sprout the trees that walk, which are, you know, as treants. Those are very rare and very sacred guardians of nature. Beans you've never heard. You've heard of a tall tale that involved a boy named Jack, which his name is Gypsy Jackar, by the way. who got a bag of beans and it made a beanstalk.
Guys, I found the entrance to the hidden dungeon. It's this bag of beans.
But now be careful. I've heard that sometimes they are not always, and if you throw them down too hard, they may explode. But as long as you are careful, you never know.
How much?
All right.
Yes. How much? Well, You said one of the most interesting things I had, so I gave you such. Where are
they
the prices?
They certainly sound interesting.
I feel like they don't have prices on them.
They do.
Yeah, they used to have prices.
They give you a range now?
Yeah, it's range. Because it's, I had to figure out how much I wanted to charge you
where
last week.
Where are they? Oh, here they are. Oh, I see. That particular bag of beans, being their mystical nature, 3,000 gold pieces.
3,000, you said?
Yes.
I have 3,000 copper pieces.
This is interesting.
Well, I suppose you would need 27,000 more of those.
Mm. Even if we had that kind of money, I would recommend against an item like this.
Well, I have other magical items, but you say you want one of my most interesting ones.
Chaos magics can be tremendously rewarding, but they can also be devastating.
I don't believe him.
I stick a bean in the ground.
Oh, shit.
I hope you have 3,000 gold, my friend.
Thus far, you've offered a bean.
You need to water them.
Zip.
Oh, my jeez.
I lean down.
Actually, wait. I'm wearing a robe. No. I just stand over it.
No.
No.
Before
no,
you do that, I will pull the bean out of the ground.
I walk away. I'm
you
not
have to
handling,
physically move me.
I'm not handling this
I will
this
gladly
shit.
Do that.
Super not handling this shit. I ain't got the money to pay this.
12.
21.
Oh, god damn it.
Remember the time when I grew a bean?
Beans on it.
Oh, shit.
I roll.
Well, I just sold 3,000 gold worth of beans. Fantastic.
I walk away.
I tried
away.
To
does
stop
anything.
Him.
I
it's already in the ground.
I walk away.
He's saying that to him.
Shit.
If it grows into something besides a beanstalk in 6 months, then perhaps.
Well, how do you plan to pay?
I don't plan to pay until I have seen that your wares do what you say they do.
All right. He ties his horse up to the thing and moves it about 10 feet away.
Hold on a moment. How many beans were in that bag?
Eight.
Oh, eight. Okay. So you were selling the bag and the beans for 3,000 gold.
Okay, I will take, yes, an eighth of the price of 3,000 gold.
Okay, so 3,000. Right,
that seems fair enough.
Divided by eight.
Your math
375.
I pee on the bean.
I didn't.
Oh, yeah,
get
you
it.
Already peed on it.
I am still walking away.
As we're haggling for the eighth of the price of the bean.
Oh, shit.
I'm just going to say you were warned. That's all I'm going to say.
He lied about his previous wares. Why should I believe him about these?
How did I lie about my previous
wares? That axe wasn't sharp.
You're like, I'm standing over it. Nothing's happening.
Nothing's happening.
Roll a perception check.
I don't see shit.
Whoo-wee.
Neither does he.
I want a five.
He's like,
I look.
All of a sudden, out from the ground.
Wait, perception.
I look back.
I don't know if anybody else can perceive under my robe, because that's kind of
touché.
Weirdo.
Oh, trust me, it's 16. Not going to matter.
By the time it doesn't matter, I don't think you'll have to roll.
Oh, no, it was just for him.
Oh.
To see if he'd get a reflex save.
Treant appears under me.
Oh, no, it might not be a treant.
All of a sudden, at the last moment, you're like, and a geyser of vinegar erupts from the ground, sending you flying 30 feet in the air.
A geyser of vinegar?
I'm just standing there like,
hey. This is how I escape with the rest of the bag of beans. Later, bitches!
You did
oh,
say geyser.
He took the beans back.
The fuck
he
you.
Did.
When? When was this?
The minute it took for the bean to
you
grow?
You said he tied his horse to his cart 10 feet that way.
Fine.
Oh, God,
all right,
no.
You fly into the air. You come crashing down, roll an acrobatics check.
Do I have a slow fall yet? I think I do.
Does this make me turn around?
On to
I feel like a
geyser. You have to come down adjacent to a wall.
There's no walls there.
You're in the middle of the town.
Am I going
square.
Straight up?
Yeah.
Straight up.
This seems unlikely.
Does this make me turn around?
Yeah, it makes everybody in the fucking square turn around as everyone is showered in vinegar mist.
Except I'm the only one who doesn't turn around because my head is in my hands. Like,
yeah.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
20.
20. All right, you negate 1d6 of the fall damage.
It doesn't sound right, but okay.
Have 7 bludgeoning damage as you come down in kind of a 3-point landing, but you're not able to resist all of the damage.
Oh! Everything's really wet.
You are covered head to toe in the smelliest apple cider vinegar you've ever fucking smelled.
I'm delicious.
The entire fucking square is covered in this misting of vinegar. And this goes on for...
Oh, God.
What's 7 times 6? 35?
42.
42 seconds. Nearly a minute of vinegar just spilling.
Old Faithful style.
Of the center. A geyser, a 10-foot geyser of apple cider vinegar spewing forth, going 30 feet in the air, covering everyone. People are slipping in the mud, vinegar mud that it has created. The fucking town guard is now rushing to the center of town.
This is when I make my stealth check while everyone's distracted with all the vinegar. 17.
I feel like you're dripping in vinegar. You can't really stealth.
Why? So is everyone else.
Touché. Touché.
And you just dropped out of the sky after being blasted up 30 feet high. That's... And by the way, when you land, I snatch the beans out of your hand and hand them back to the salesman.
I let go at the top of the arc.
Good. I catch them and hand them back to the salesman.
I admire your optimism on where they're at.
Oh, I was watching.
Wait, now all these.
I threw a tiny bag of beans at the top of the 30-foot jump far away.
Hold on. You actually land with the beans. He starts to walk over to you. What do you do?
I'll put the rest of these in the ground if you take another step.
I would advise against that.
Me too. Stop moving.
Do you have 3,000 gold? Because I'm not fucking paying for this. This was your foolish decision.
Am I supposed to pay for a geyser of vinegar?
You took the chance. I warned you about chaos magic.
I didn't believe you.
I still keep.
I know you
way.
Didn't believe
have,
me.
Because I didn't believe him.
I'm the one who can conjure fire and lightning out of his goddamn hands.
Halt!
Oh, great. Good for you.
I just keep walking.
Why did you not listen to me?
We still have 7
My friends, my friends, I'm sorry. This man was only testing a magical item. I warned him against it, but no, he insisted that I was a liar, which I am an esteemed member of the local merchants' guild, which I take grave offense.
You just lied about your previous wares you were trying to sell to my friend. That axe could not cut through dirt. You said it was sharp.
I pick up the axe and I throw it in the dirt, and it cuts through. Look, it cuts through dirt!
That's not cutting!
I tried to sell him an axe. He got angry.
That he said was sharp. And it is not. And which you can clearly see.
And it's, several of these...
Hold on.
Town guard.
We had an agreement to buy the axe. My only request was that you sharpen the axe before I come pick it up. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So that deal was done.
Yes.
So...
You then asked in a completely separate deal for my most interesting magical item. I warned you of its mysterious nature.
No. You are not dragging me into this.
You decided...
Not a chance.
Once you yelled at me, you dragged yourself into this. He came here with me. He committed to being my servant.
I did
Lord
not.
Asim.
Listen.
He went with it. That
I
means
was
he's
not
with
responsible
me.
For this.
You're not getting out of this.
I was not responsible for this. You planted seed bean on the ground. Now we have guys that...
Which it finally fucking stops. Oh, vinegar.
Maybe you should warn people about what you're wearing.
I did warn you!
You said trees!
I said you never know what's going to happen! I told you a few of the things that could happen.
This man is selling wares that could endanger the entire town.
That's gonna take a fucking charisma check, man.
Am I wrong? Evidence? Four?
Yes, I'm endangering the entire town.
Good.
By selling a mysterious magical item that you insisted on trying in the town square. Therefore, made a geyser of vinegar making.
Did you look at your horse's teeth before you bought him? I bet you did.
My horse is not a magical item!
How do I know that?
Let me ask you this. Alright. You have, by your own admission, magical items that you have for sale. Yes?
That is what I said.
Okay. So, naturally, when people buy magical items, they are doing so largely out of curiosity, are they not?
It's not the one, no, but it looks magical. They're fucking beans.
If they do not have a specific use immediately in mind, a lot of times they are looking for curiosities. Which, something like this, being a chaotic magic item...
Specialize in curiosity, which you owe me 375 gold, by the way.
Perhaps.
So, if you had sold these beans to someone, it is possible that they would have immediately gone and planted all 8 of these beans, and we could have had 8 of these geysers, or something drastically worse, because you brought these items into this town. Is that not the case?
Oh, yes. So you're suggesting that the blacksmith should be arrested for the swords he sells to the rapscallions.
If I drop a sword in a hole, it is not going to wipe out the entire goddamn town square.
This is not wiped out. We just smell bad now. And that was your fault, and I want you not to do it.
So you admit that there is no harm done. Thank you.
That is not up to me. That is up to them.
And you see the town guard looking around you, being like, you planted it in the ground?
Yeah. He tried to sell me 3,000 gold worth of 8 beans after lying about his previous wares.
Are these magic? Yes, they are magic. He didn't lie to you. He planted it in the ground after he warned you it was magic.
He said his axe was sharp.
You're coming with me.
Look at the axe.
You're coming with me.
They bring forth manacles.
Do what you must, but this man is selling false wares. Is that not against the charter of the Merchant's Guild?
375 gold for the bean, is that correct?
Yes, that is what I have told you this entire time.
You fucking owe me.
Don't pay.
You have no idea how much you owe me.
Don't pay him.
And I pay him.
Thank you.
Because
I have the beans.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Sorry, the bag is a little damp.
Everything's a little damp.
Vinegar.
He twiddles his finger and prestidigitates the vinegar off himself.
So this essentially wipes out my entire savings.
Don't pay him.
He already did.
If he refuses to listen to my advice, he can't yell at me about not listening to this.
Lawful good.
You're the one who went up to the magical person's fucking shit.
He came out with a bullshit axe. I didn't believe him.
Okay.
Inside check failed. What do you want? Play my character. Look, right here it says untrusting, under flaws. Where's my inspiration, Dick?
Go ahead and take one.
Damn right.
I didn't know you were at untrusting under flaws.
Literally play my character.
So,
I'm sorry.
The guards still want to arrest you, by the way.
I'm going cooperatively. Lawful.
Okay. Click. And they start to...
You stole the bean. How can you be lawful?
I didn't steal the bean. I demanded a demonstration of his wares after trying to sell you false wares.
You palmed the bean out of the bag.
He didn't palm it. He
no!
It.
I went in front of everybody. There was no sleight of hand check. I fucking did it.
You're still being taken to...
Prove your beans aren't bullshit. Okay, I'll do it myself. No, I know.
You're taken off by
the
guards.
I'm not protesting this at all.
What are you guys doing?
I'm gonna.
You're all covered in apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, I'm gonna follow because I'm gonna have to bail him out now.
It's true. What are you guys doing?
So he owes me twice. So let's see. That's 364 gold out of my savings.
If you don't listen to me when I tell you not to pay him, you can't call a debt on that later.
Okay,
he's gonna laugh at you.
Telling me not to pay—that's completely against my alignment. I have to pay
him.
You
said we're not together. Why are you paying my debt? Make up your mind. Pick a side.
Because, more than likely, I was going to get arrested too, unless
for
the debt
what?
Was paid.
Guys, this is a conversation that can happen later. What are you two doing?
I told you, I walked away. I'm super far away from this.
Then what are you doing?
I go back to my room.
Okay, what are you doing?
I follow Hathor.
Okay.
Gervinia goes back to the fucking Kraken's pantry.
Not dealing with y'all, but
what would you like to accomplish while you're back in the room?
Relaxing. Not being around the bullshit. And cleaning myself of the vinegar smell.
Yeah, everybody seems to be doing that.
Town hall day.
Okay, so you go. You're taken not to the temple, but there's appears to be a jail for other people attached to a barracks that's near the governor's house. And you're taken in there, and you're put in a cell that's brick on all sides. It's kind of like a, you know, that brick that's made of a lot of like oyster bed stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. it's that kind of brick and mortar type deal. There's a strong wooden door with bars on it.
I do ask the guards wait until I pay him to take him away because I need to follow because I'm going to have to take care of his bail. And
they tell you where the prison is, where you can take care of his bail.
Much appreciated. And so I give
if
him
if there is a bail. They
well,
specifically
bail
say
exist?
If there is a bail.
Okay. Well, I give him 364 gold. Which is all of my gold,
mm-hmm.
plus 110
copper, which makes up the remainder. And I also go ahead and give him 30 electrum to cover the axe, because I'm giving him a little extra beyond what was negotiated. We negotiated 12, I'm giving it 15.
I am glad that your friend... I'm glad that you are a more discerning customer than your friend. I would expect a little bit more trust from one of my countrymen.
Your countrymen know how much of a liar you are.
Oh my god.
Axe wasn't sharp.
Axe wasn't sharp.
Asim takes his shit seriously.
A little too seriously. Alright, so...
I haven't had an opportunity to fuck up.
You go to the prison.
I'll sharpen the axe myself. Trevinia, I just take it as it is.
Trevinia looked at you and was like, yeah, I'll be at the room.
Not dealing with it.
Baby.
Shush. Didn't mean to scary, baby.
And then...
Shush.
You, Gozer wants to play. And,
I play to be.
There's a dog trotting along beside one of the town guard. And you were taken off to the clay. You go and arrange for his bail. Let's see.
And I apologize profusely. And insist that this is not how our company does business. That he will be dealt with for sure.
I'm correct.
His bail is set at 190 gold.
Fuck.
First defense, can I get out on my own recognizance?
Maybe if you weren't a foreigner.
But the other guy was a foreigner, and they let him his word slide like nothing, so that sounds like...
His story was corroborated by witnesses.
My story was corroborated by physical evidence that they didn't bother to look at. What's your point?
That you planted a bean in the ground?
That the axe isn't sharp. We've been over this. He tried to sell me an unsharp axe, or him an unsharp axe.
He claimed it wouldn't cut dirt, and then he cut dirt with it, so...
That's not cutting! Again, that's not...
It's all an axe does is cut.
That's physically not cutting.
Slashing damage.
It's not.
This entire time, I'm just rubbing my temples, just this frown just getting deeper and deeper and deeper with every coin that I'm paying out. Well, I need him, because we definitely got to go murder all these bandits.
Nadar is with you.
Would you be willing to chip in to help get him out of jail?
We have a party fund for situations like this.
It's true.
No, it's not for situations like this, because we shouldn't be in situations like this. We shall be getting arrested by the town guard.
You know what the party fund started
means.
For in 1974? Resurrecting dead motherfuckers. This is exactly what it's for. Getting people out of scrapes that fucked up. This is what the party fund's for, come on.
Oh, it could have been so much worse than a geyser of vinegar. Can I just say that?
Right, I've no idea. Yeah. I've not looked at this table. I was excited to see what
we could have summoned. We could have summoned a mummy lord, which my other party did.
Well, you know what?
And guess who got mummy rot?
I would have paid 370 gold for that. That's worth it. That's totally different than what he said.
I got a sweet ass sword out of it, but I beat getting disintegrated by 15 minutes. Also, another bullet could have shown up.
Oh, yep. That would be great.
In the middle of town, yeah, that'd be great. A geyser of vinegar, they just hose everything down or wait for the next rainstorm in 5 minutes and everything's fine.
No harm, no foul.
I mean, it's a sea town. It really doesn't have
right.
to smell too much.
It actually probably made it smell a little bit nicer,
probably.
To be honest with you.
Right.
It washed off some grime. It is a solvent. And it's apple cider vinegar, so it doesn't actually smell that bad.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Oh,
still,
God.
We
have to go get rid of some
it's
art.
Vinegar after all.
You do have to go get rid of some art.
Oh, God. Okay. We'll pay it out of the party fund, which he will be reimbursing out of his cut.
Are you talking to me in character?
Yes, I am.
Fuck you, I will.
He's not in the... Yeah, you hear from down the hall, fuck you, I will!
That guy's a sham! I'm not paying a copper.
You're maintaining the party fund?
Yes.
Pay them in. And just every coin he's laying out, just the frown is getting deeper and deeper, and I'm just...
So am I like
90 gold?
We have to go sell some art.
Oh, God.
Can we sell this art with him?
No.
I see all this adventure planned.
Nope.
I tried to get some adventure on. Y'all motherfuckers wanted to go shopping.
It's not the quest.
I needed an axe.
Man, you have two. Don't need new axe.
Roll an investigation check.
That's what I'm looking for. Fucking art.
what's my investigation?
You should be happier.
I hope you have
emerging better. Gameplay. What the shit, man?
Inter-party conflict.
Right? I'm making your stories more interesting in
so
a mundane, day-to-day
how's your
fashion.
Investigation check?
My investigation check.
He's not trying hard. He's fucking
do you go get Dravenia in jail? Or
I'm a little distracted by my
tell Dravenia what's going
theory.
On?
Haseem, we will be back.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Perhaps I'll be here. Best of luck.
So, my investigation check is 6.
What's your investigation check?
7.
Who wants this art? all the merchants seem to be closed for some reason right now because there was a giant geyser of apple cider vinegar that...
Man, I cannot imagine the thousands of dollars of wares I ruined.
I can.
Perhaps best if we go to Camel's Run now, hey?
You,
Did you say Camel's Run?
Camel's.
I heard Camel's
Run. Oh,
God. No, that's where I'm from.
I know.
Perhaps we should go there. That's where Gypsy Jakar is from.
Fuck that. I don't want to go there.
So, tell me about this jail. What are the bars made out of?
Iron. I need you to hang on.
So we make our way back to the inn?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we gotta tell her what's going on.
Well, what I'm doing might preclude what they do, is why I ask.
Jesus Christ, you're gonna try to escape, aren't you?
I want to know how much space between the bars there is.
Not enough to squeeze, sir.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay. How strong is this stone? Made out of oyster shells.
Made out of oyster
shells. Actually, the funny thing about this stone is, like, certain forts have been made from this particular stone, and because it's more flexible than other stone, they're more resistant to, like, cannon fire and stuff, because instead of the stone breaking apart, it actually gives and bounces the cannonballs back. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting form of stone. I think there was a couple of forts in South Carolina made of this that...
That's what they make bocce quartz out
of.
The
one in St. Augustine. Concrete. The fort there was made out of this particular stone, and because of that, it sustained, like, a lot of fire and didn't fall. So it's strong, but it gives a little bit, so if you punch it, it's like, right. It breaks off a little bit.
So it seems like it would be more susceptible to, like... ripping chunks off.
It would be like a spongy almost. It's still stone. It's like mortar and oysters like mixed together and made into a brick.
If you had a few decades, maybe you could get through it.
So how hard did they search me before they put me in the cell because you didn't say anything about it?
They took your weapon and your bag.
So they took my stick.
I took your stick.
Okay.
I've got a knife.
Yeah, they're not gonna give you
was it hidden?
Yeah, it's real hidden.
Right. Up your ass?
Between my ass and my balls. It's a little knife. I'm a little happy.
So they go to the tavern to find Dravenia. You hear a knock on your door.
I have just re-robed after having cleaned my stuff. Actually, I probably changed robes.
Okay.
That way, you know, I don't smell the vinegar. And I've rinsed out all my other clothes and all that jazz and... Who is it?
It's
us. He's in jail.
I go unlock the door and allow you gentlemen to enter the room. How large is the room?
I don't walk into the room for fear of stinking it up with the vinegar smell.
It still smells like vinegar.
Right, you open the door, bap, vinegar.
And I'm looking at you with just, like puppy dog eyes.
Well, I know, but it, like...
Like 10 feet by 12, maybe.
Oh, wow, it's fucking huge. Okay.
Actually, more like 10 feet by 6, probably.
Yes, not unreasonable. Okay. I'm sorry, what happened?
He's in jail.
Of course he is.
He took the bean. He planted it.
Oh, I saw that part.
Yeah, that was him.
He's mostly in jail for not stealing the bean, but covering the entire merchant square in vinegar.
Yes, let's talk about what else got covered. I had to cover his goddamn bill.
Well, you can take that up with him. Why do you think I walked away?
Oh, his shares are mine for a couple of weeks.
Like to see you try.
Echo.
We need.
Can you bring me that bottle of wine?
We're gonna need to offload some of this artwork to get him
out
of jail.
Yeah, it's on the stove.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not on the stove, it's in the fridge.
I don't have enough money to bail him out.
How much does it cost to bail him out?
Was it 190 you said?
190.
190 gold.
Gold?
Yes.
190 gold.
And I spent 375 gold on that one bean.
There are multiple bottles.
It's in the door.
On the stove? Wait, did you take it off the stove?
Brown bottle door bottom.
What does it say?
Reserve.
The only reason I paid for it is because I'm trying to protect our reputation in this town. Because we've got jobs to do.
Perhaps we can leave him in there. I'm not going to pony up to pay for his stupidity.
Yes.
I mean,
leave the monk in there and try adventuring with him.
He,
I want you to.
He is mighty, don't get me wrong, but perhaps a night in there...
Perhaps he needs to learn a lesson?
Certainly, I'm not going to bail him out for doing something so stupid. That's my goal. I've earned that. I have a place I need to be.
That's as... If we didn't value your opinion and we didn't want to respect your wishes, we wouldn't have asked you in the first place. So I guess we're leaving him in there for the night.
Joy! Do you want to RP one of these characters?
I would caution against that.
What, leaving him in there?
I mean, would it be nice to have him join us?
It certainly would.
On an adventure, certainly.
I hope
he'll
leave me in there when
he
gets killed.
I know that he's a very mighty person, but why?
Because Asim will laugh.
Why would I go
into my purse?
Have I saved
your life at all? On this adventure?
I completely understand.
Shut up.
You're
not there.
I'm Jiminy Cricket. He has to follow the roleplay somewhere.
I
figured out who I want to play.
I can completely understand your point of view. And like I said, that is why we asked you,
over.
Just to be sure. If you don't want to
that,
pay to get him out, we won't pay for him to get him out. Because
now,
he does need to learn a lesson.
If we are going to adventure, we can either wait to adventure until tomorrow and have him join us, leave him in overnight.
I don't know how long they're going to keep him in there.
Or what we could do is we could go and see if all of his... He will not make any money off of these adventures until his debts to us are paid off. Because 200 gold is...
Well, no, it wouldn't be just from you. I'd chip in once I can.
I'm just saying, he owes you, and if we were to bail him out, he would owe us.
I mean, it all should come out of the party fund, honestly. None of y'all should be individually contributing.
Okay, well, you would still have to pay it back to the party.
Right.
Okay, but we would need to ascertain by him...
So glad a mummy lord didn't pop.
I am so glad, too.
Remember when there used to be an Umber? That was fun.
We need to ascertain that he will pay us back. That he will take no part in the bounties until that debt is repaid. I'm not letting
the
his stupidity come out of my pocket.
Well, of course, he's a Lannister.
To be honest, mm-hmm. The only reason that I paid for that stupid bean is for fear of going to jail myself. Because I was there with him.
Oh, I'm aware.
I really could have used that nearly 400 gold that I had.
For a stupid bean of vinegar. Stupid.
Stupid bean.
I'm just glad he didn't plant more of them.
The matriarchs of my family were right. let us.
Well, we've got this art that we've got in the bag that can be sold to cover it. I think. How much is the artwork?
I suppose that's
worth?
True.
250 gold.
Okay. Well, if we get that, we can cover the.
Well, have you tried going to the marketplace? You know what? It's probably best if you don't.
It's closed down. Everybody closed up because everybody's stuff was covered in vinegar.
Well, perhaps we can sell them something that doesn't smell like vinegar. I'll go down and see what I can do to fix this mess.
Roll an investigation.
I'm a one-man economic downturn.
No shit.
One-man economic downturn.
With vinegar.
And not a mummy lord, thankfully.
Right?
See,
did
everyone's
you roll?
All pissed off.
You
it could
rolled,
have been
right?
worse.
Which
yeah, I rolled. It, well, that's the thing. By the way,
that wasn't anywhere near the worst thing that happened.
Is a six.
Oh,
everyone,
God.
Everything's closed up.
For sake of brevity, you go to Carwin's. Sometimes I can deal with
this. Oh, did I derail your story?
By the way, no, it's just like.
It's okay.
God.
We can hold on to it for a little while.
Yeah, with a six, you can't find. Even Carwin is closed right now.
That's fine. We'll go. Do we have enough gold in the party fund, or are we going to have to?
There is almost no gold in the party fund.
As I thought.
No, we get gems and shit.
Yeah. How much are the gems worth?
Oh, by the way, I rolled a geyser erupts and sprouts water, beer, berry juice, tea, vinegar, wine, or oil. DM's choice.
Oh, it should have been oil.
Vim and beer
he
and
on it,
party
so
central.
I selected vinegar.
That could have went a lot of ways, yeah.
That worked, yeah.
He's full of piss and vinegar, but mostly piss.
Oil.
Oil would have been a great ultimatum.
We can use gems.
All right. Guards come. I pull out my flint and steel.
All right.
Fuck off, or we all go up in flames. Except that I can run faster than
What's
you.
What's your alignment?
Murder.
He's lawful.
Somebody is really...
Hey, I went to jail.
Somebody just is really run. Feisty today.
I'm just feisty.
All right, so...
I got bored of do a bounty, turn it in, get gold. Let's do something else. This guy's a liar. He's from my culture. That means I get to make up everything about how he's full of shit.
Yeah, touche.
You told me to come up with
my bad. I'm sorry
culture.
You're bored with the campaign already. Jesus Christ.
I'm not bored with the campaign. I'm bored with this specific thing we're doing. So I caused
I was
chaos.
Just going to get an axe on the way to the thing to meet the...
Ain't nobody got time for that. Let's plant beans.
Are y'all done? Are y'all done? Can we continue?
I'm in jail. I'm waiting on you guys.
I'm trying to get there, but y'all fuckers.
I'm gonna run my mouth.
Jail?
Yes.
All right.
I do an investigation. I try to find. There's nowhere that's open or
we
has.
There's no one that's interested in the art right now.
Right.
We
which
have
is super fine.
Gems.
How much? Do how much?
Thanks, have gems.
Gold worthy. What do we have? What's our value of our gems?
We have 1,200. No, we have more than 1,200. We have 1,200 of one type of gem and 450 of another type of gem.
GP?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 200 gold if you use the gems just because it's like an
exchange rate.
Exchange rate.
Because they're going to have to take them and
get
them cashed.
Yeah, they're going to have to get cashed.
So
that's
so one 200
that's,
gold
so
gem.
That's fine. So we'll give one 200 gold gem.
Alright, they take it. You're in there going.
I'm not.
Okay. Alright.
I was just.
You're in there meditating.
Out. Yeah, I'm just sitting in here waiting.
You're kind of roughly manageable.
I see.
You've
been bailed.
Kind of like thrown out to him.
I weigh like 40 pounds. I'm used to it.
Yeah, you're just kind of like tossed one handed.
I didn't even watch
suggest
this.
You know, cause that kind of trouble again.
Perhaps
you shouldn't allow people to be dishonest about their wares, especially dangerous, magical wares.
We will flog him.
Got my eye on you.
No.
You should be happy. The other one on this merchant.
I don't witness any of this because as soon as like she plucks down the money bag, the gem bag,
see?
Like
I'm just looking at you and smiling.
I'm heading.
Best watch your back.
As soon as she pays, like I'm heading
enjoy
to the temple
job,
because
friend.
I need a shower.
All right, so she goes and you're while she's doing that looking. It takes a couple hours. You guys, it's like 5 p.m. by the time you do all these investigation checks, trying to find people
God
to sell
it.
This thing. They
how,
go to the,
how much is it to use?
Wasted
the bath?
Like an entire day.
What? How much is a bath?
Thanks for fucking it up. I blame both of y'all.
Silver.
This both is my y'all. Not sad face. Remember how we're waiting on a gnome anyway? I don't
both,
care.
Both of y'all.
Time means nothing. Don't care.
Actually, we were going to do something in the interim.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
So okay, so I get cleaned up.
Yeah, are you
rinse off my armor
there, Nadar? Or are you okay?
So I'm free and I have all my possessions back.
Now,
yes. I go to the merchant.
No.
Oh my god.
No.
Unless you are physically stopping me, your words don't mean shit. I go to the merchant.
Listen,
are you physically stopping me?
I'm not stopping
then
you.
Then you're
I'm
walking with me at best.
Okay, that's
okay,
fine.
Okay, carry on.
So, you owe us.
Yep.
Something fierce.
Got it.
We. It cost us 200 gold to get your ass out of here.
Is that it?
And fix your mistakes. Yes. So.
So I owe you 200 gold.
Yes.
Full stop.
Yes.
Here you go. Shut up.
Fantastic. I put it.
I expect to never
I'm
hear about
there.
This again.
You got it.
Or I will be taking
I'm not
you
there.
Back. Also, you just shit on him pretty hard.
Well, technically, you only told her to never hear about this again.
I just settled my debt with the party. I was
told. Oh no, you didn't.
Where are you?
God.
Are you there?
I'm having a shower, and then I'm going to meet with these people because you're an asshole.
You just sold my debt to her. Good luck.
So I go to the Odyssey.
Hold on.
Go to the merchant.
We're going
to
take care of the merchant.
Oh, God.
Real quick.
Oh, no.
You see where the merchant was. He is not there.
I will not bail his ass out again.
I look for tracks.
You see wagon tracks leading out of town.
I follow him.
He is talking with the guard and looking like he's about to leave.
I wait.
All right. And
once he leaves, I'll eventually follow.
Are you following him?
No.
All right. Then,
I got the
gold.
I told him.
He
owes us.
In his car,
I am not dealing
going down
with this
the road
bullshit anymore.
By himself.
Yeah.
I go right back to the.
Let's see. Give it half an hour, so that we're well away from town.
All right. It's getting to dusk at this point.
Oh dear God.
And then I'll increase my speed to catch up with him.
All right. Stealth check, I assume.
Sure. Woo. 16.
Okay. He doesn't appear to notice you.
Okay. So it's getting dark.
Yeah.
I assume he'll make camp soon, so I'll just wait, keep following.
Yeah, he pulls off, makes camp.
Okay. I'll let him get good and established and set up.
For
now. And then I assume it's full night by now.
Yeah.
I'll just wander into camp. Sit down across from Menace Fire. Hello, friend.
Ow. Fuck.
Sorry.
What
are you doing?
I've come to speak with you about our unfinished business.
Unfinished business?
Yes.
In that time where you planted the magical seed in the middle of town?
That's the one.
I see. Well, I was finished with that business.
Going to need my friend's money back.
No.
Your friend's money back.
Yes. It was not
we're
his
not
debt
there.
To pay.
Kenny, we're not there.
That's all. Well.
And I wish to return it to him.
All right. Well, I'm going to need 375 gold from you.
That is the problem.
I see.
I suffered undue stress because of your dishonesty. And as we both know, you led with a small dishonesty to see if you could get away with a bigger one later, because that is how it is done. Is it not? Do not lie to me. There are no guards here.
That is your opinion.
Is that not how it's done?
My friend, I may have been a bit exaggerating about the sharpness of a mundane axe, but I never, ever lie about a dangerous magical item that I could get a lot of money for. Because when you sell someone something for a lot of money, and they find out it is not all that you have told them, those are the kind of people who usually come back.
I don't say. Are they the only
not,
sort?
I did not lie.
You did not lie to me. You lied to my friend. And then you took his money for something that I did, which had nothing to do with him,
offered.
As he insisted.
I
don't care if he offered.
Well,
you should have refused.
I am a merchant. You used a portion of mine. He was part of your party. He offered to compensate me for the loss of a very powerful magical object that you used without first purchasing it.
Because you lied.
I lied about the sharpness of a mundane axe and did not lie about the magical item in question.
But I did not know that, and I knew that you lied, and I had to have proof, otherwise I was going to give you
$3,000. I'm not giving you your money.
I want half.
No.
Then I will take it out of your hide.
Oh, God, no.
You've stolen from my friend.
I have done no such thing.
Mm-hmm. I want to see how this goes through.
I will not ask again. I am offering half. Because you are right. He disappears?
He disappears.
Okay. I loot his wagon.
It's locked.
I'm a monk. I don't care.
Okay. You try to open it?
It's some part of this thing's going to be opened. One way or the other. I know you are still here, my friend. You will not abandon all of your very powerful magical wares.
I get a sense I know exactly what's coming, and it's not going to be good.
All right.
We can do this easier, we can do this hard.
Jesus Christ.
I am sure that there's much more than the 300 gold worth of your wares in here.
Oh, Jesus. All right, one second.
Maybe before you decide to go shake down the magical guy, you should have brought your magical guy who knows about magical shit.
Yeah, I'm sure he would have cooperated with that play. He'd have been like, oh, yeah, let's go do that. Right? No.
Oh, my God.
Saw the quest. Let's be pirates.
I'm okay with pirates.
Look, are you not having fun? Am I really making you angry?
No.
So I can stop.
No, that's all right.
I can just be boring old hit stuff I see.
No, that's fine.
I was actually going to use my disguise kit to help you look like somebody else, but if you're going to be all mad at me, I'll just turn you in. Because that's the lawful thing.
You should make a dexterity saving throw.
So, give me the play-by-play here. He disappears.
He disappears.
I make words.
You make
no
words.
Response.
You go to his wagon.
I go to his wagon.
You fiddle with the lock.
Yep.
Make a dexterity saving throw.
I saw this coming.
Nine.
Not enough. All right. From your left, a spray of multicolored lights comes in your direction.
Okay. So this is a wagon with wheels that have spokes, standard issue sort of shit, or a cart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a gypsy wagon.
Right.
I rolled pretty low, so that's good news.
Actually, this is the next day, so I had a long rest. Probably need all the hit points.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a little rough.
Yeah. Suddenly the...
You
the
take 32 points of poison damage.
The mage... The guy selling fucking mundane axes is a high-level wizard, because that makes sense.
Okay, I'm at two.
Alright, you take... One of the green rays hits you. And you take 32 points of poison damage, unfortunately for you, and he sits there and sees that it's done a number on you, and you kind of go down coughing up blackened, like, blood.
Is this blackened blood?
I would not do that if I were you. He's reappeared. My friend, please leave.
You're a dishonest man.
I am no such thing.
You lied about the axe, and you admitted it. That makes you dishonest, does it not?
Very well. He hands you a sharp axe. For your trouble.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Don't come back.
I admire your courage, my friend. But you are in no position to make threats.
Not a threat.
I look forward to making your acquaintance again.
Me too.
Oh, God. All right.
Wait. I never got your name.
Jakar.
Is it?
Yes. Make an insight check.
Oh.
Man, I'm bad at dice today.
Seriously.
Eight.
He's hard to read.
He's hard to read.
I will see you again, perhaps, Jakar.
If that is your real name.
Right.
Ooh, 10d6 poison damage. Could have been worse. I rolled 3 ones.
I feel like he wasn't a high-level wizard when we started the encounter. Just throwing it up.
I planned him to be a reoccurring merchant that you guys would eventually come to like, but that didn't go that way.
Come to like. Nope. Don't like dishonest merchants. Surprise.
All right, so now that
he might like me, I paid for somebody's debt when it wasn't mine.
You guys make perception checks as you're downstairs in Kraken's pantry trying to get the forget about the day's events with your beer.
Oh, shit, I did good. Marcus over here rolling shitty.
12.
Soaking up all the dice hate for you guys.
I am wallowing in my beer.
23.
What 23. A massive
you see him walk
place.
In.
With an axe.
With an axe.
I saw him.
Looking on death's door.
I probably burned all my hit dice on the way back.
Go ahead and do it.
Since, you know, like half an hour out of town. Seems safe. Let's see, we have 4. So there's 4 of them now. And you add your con, right? Max. That's 10. Only done 4 hit points after using all hit dice.
Alright.
So, perhaps a bit pale.
Excuse me.
So I walk over, put the axe on the counter in front of me. There you go. Walk away. It's sharp.
I'm not even looking you in the eye. Right.
I didn't make eye contact or anything. Just here you go. Off. Somewhere else.
I don't even acknowledge the axe.
I don't pay attention to whether or not.
Could you pass me the charger?
I did something for Thank me you. That had nothing to do with you except incidentally, and I've handled it now, and now it's over, as far as I'm concerned.
Jesus.
Before you walked away, I grabbed your wrist.
You get that sense of tenseness where I seems about to do things but doesn't because it's you. Yes.
And you're healed.
Thank you.
Oh. Whew. Thank you.
Muhammad.
There's
blessed.
A plug just behind you. There's a plug
I
behind
wonder
you,
if that is true these days, my friend. I've had quite a day.
That's all of your fucking doing. Alright, so the next day, guess I'll emerge. Somewhat Wait. A little bit more perturbed than the previous.
I actually... I'm going to say I woke up earlier than everybody else, and yeah. I went to the Odyssey by myself.
Okay.
Wait, before...
I did not want to have to look at a scene this morning.
Asim walks away, and I go, is Asim delivering your goods now?
It's not my axe.
Yes, it is.
I'm probably not within your shot.
Probably not.
And that night, I actually go up and I actually get the axe that I actually bought, mm-hmm. and I actually keen the edge on it. It actually turns out really nice.
Get it? Oh, yes, you did.
Yeah, I did. I paid him 15 gold for it.
Cool.
Bless you.
Thank you.
And so now he went and threatened an axe out of this guy, and actually kind of liked this axe that I bought. It's actually a very functional axe.
All right, so you wake up early. You go to the auto see
because I don't want to see him.
The thing. It's
you
got to
get up real early too because that seems.
It looks like there's a extremely there's a sign hanging down, and it looks like a very drunken sailor on a rowboat drinking he's midway through polishing off a pipe, and it says odd dash o dash and then the c sea.
Yeah.
All right,
that's great.
does it seem like a decent? Decent place?
No. I mean, none of these places are really awesome. This isn't the worst place you've ever been in, but it's just your standard kind of seafaring pub.
I mean, Kraken's Pantry is
decent. It's a nicer one of the town.
And but this isn't it's not falling apart.
No, it's not falling apart, but it could use a fresh coat of paint and some love.
Okay. I walk in and I immediately look for people who do not look like they belong here.
You're the only one in there because no one's in the pub this early. besides the barkeep who's just putting chairs down.
Can I help you?
I was actually hoping to meet some folks here that are staying at your inn.
No one's come down yet. It's a bit early.
Oh, okay. You guys getting ready to serve breakfast by chance?
Yeah. We just... you want some?
Sure. Might as well while I wait,
We've got bread and cheese, and if you pay a little bit extra, we can hook you up with some mutton.
That sounds great, yes.
You want the mutton?
Sure.
You want something to drink?
In this light. Just some water, if that's all right.
Hey.
Just some water.
Water.
Water. All right, I'll be right back.
Thank you. Hey.
George, start up the... We got customer. Listen, I know it's fucking over, but I don't care if you're hungover. Just start up the fucking oven.
I give a look. Don't feel rushed on my accounts by any means.
No, it's all right. He's got to do what I tell him. Pay as well. Pay him for. You kiss your mother with that mouth. I don't care if you can't speak. I can still read sign language.
He doesn't want to argue with himself, so he has somebody to talk to.
You can't be a DM and not have a little DID.
Yep, you're going to be talking to yourself now again.
All right, so you wait there for a while. You guys wake up at the Kraken's Pantry, and you notice Hathor is not there. You're up before anyone else because you lived a monastic lifestyle. Right. You did your morning prayers, and you actually you're up at the same time because you lived in the woods, and you woke up when the sun woke up.
You're all early risers, so you all get down there, and,
I would have left a message for him saying that I'm right. down the Odyssey. Just
oh, good, I get the message first, because I'm up first, right?
We were up at the same time.
I explicitly tell them not to tell us.
That's true.
But I come down a little bit later, because I have to do prayers.
One of the, wenches comes up to you, a little groggy-eyed.
You do friendly this one, yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.